Dick may well have been one of the two mockingbirds Jefferson bought in 1803. These were pricier than most pet birds, $10 or $15 then, around $125 now. Because their serenades included not only renditions of all the birds of the local woods, but also popular American, Scottish, and French songs. Not everyone would pick this bird for a friend. Wordsworth called him the Merry Mockingbird. Brash, yes, saucy and animated. But merry? His most common call is a bruising check, a kind of unlovely avian expletive that one naturalist described as a cross between a snort of disgust and a hawking of phlegm. But Jefferson adored Dick for his uncommon intelligence, his musicality, and his remarkable ability to mimic. As the president's friend, Margaret Bayard Smith, wrote, whenever he was alone, he opened the cage and let the bird fly about the room. After flitting for a while from one object to another, it would alight on his table and regale him with its sweetest notes, or perch on his shoulder and take its food from his lips. When the president napped, Dick would sit on his couch and serenade him with both bird and human tunes. Jefferson knew Dick was smart. He knew he could mimic other birds in his neighborhood, popular songs of the day, even the creak of the ship's timbers on a crossing to Paris. But what Jefferson could never imagine was how science would come to view the nature of Dick's ability, how rare and risky it is, the brain power it requires, and how it offers a window into a most mysterious and complex form of learning. Imitation, the wellspring for so much of human language and culture.